Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
This is On Script, hosted by Jeremy Sasser, a podcast publication partnership between the Pharmacy Podcast Network and National Health Career Association. Our podcast is dedicated to providing the pharmacy technician workforce with news, real-life stories, and discussions that can impact personal and professional growth. Here's certified pharmacy technician and National Health Career Association content strategist, your host, Jeremy Sasser. Let's get On Script with NHA.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, welcome to On Script, the only podcast on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation dedicated to the technician workforce advancement and overall well-being. Super excited to have a guest today from Cedars-Sinai Hospital out in California, Margarita Fedorova. She and the Cedars-Sinai organization have been the masterminds behind a wonderful program for technicians to bolster their careers, advance their careers, and participate, quite frankly, in a lot of different tasks that are really outside of the typical pharmacy box, if you will. So we are very excited to have her. Jessica Langley is going to be joining the conversation today and going to be driving the interview with Ms. Fedorova. And we always like to do a word or phrase of the day. Today's is very fitting. The word of the day or phrase of the day is technician residency. Briefly, Margarita, before we get into intros, could you define technician residency?
Well, technician residency would be the program that provides a technician resident with accelerated knowledge of medication use process, knowledge of how to build presentations, data analytics, and leadership skills.
Fantastic. I'm excited to get right into this. So yeah. Let's do it.
There we go. So Jeremy and I had the opportunity at the beginning of this year to connect with Cedars-Sinai and Margarita and some of her extended leadership team to kind of partner. And we started this first by allowing the technician residency program to share their knowledge at the Western Pharmacy Exchange Conference in April that is through the California Pharmacist Association. So that was our first interaction. And I also want to put in there as the pharmacy, your pharmacy manager services at Cedars-Sinai, that Margarita was also the recipient of the California Pharmacist Association Pharmacy Technician Employer of the Year. And I'll let her kind of boast about herself as well, but I do know that she is engaged on a national level with multiple initiatives, committees, work in which, obviously as a technician herself that has had a highly successful career, she's truly an advocate for technicians everywhere. And I am so excited and happy to have made this connection with her and be able to not only share her personal story, but also share the successes that Cedars-Sinai is doing to empower technicians there as well. So Margarita, I'll kind of let you introduce yourself and your role, and maybe just tell our listeners a little bit about kind of your career journey and where you got where you are today.
Well, I've immigrated from the Republic of Belarus, former Soviet Union, in 1991 to the United States. And I found my first job elsewhere, not Cedars-Sinai, in 1993. And I was there for 3 years. So what was happening there, that after those 3 years, I've experienced what other technicians tell me in the interviews right now, these days when, you know, I interview them in my current role, is that you kind of grow to the max. You already learned everything you could in your job, and then what? And I found at the time that Cedars-Sinai was one of the rare organizations that already actually had a career ladder that was already advanced in technicians back then. And it was very great for me that I was hired there in 1996, actually, after my first job. And since then, I was growing, you know, kind of with the organization, being from level one, that our career ladder still stands as you get hired as level one, and then I progressed to level two and three. And in 2006, I was promoted to a supervisor, and now I hold a manager's position. So, and that's been my career. Again, at Cedars-Sinai, originally I worked in various technician roles, anywhere as unit-based, and prior, again, in my first job, I was an IV room technician, and then I was doing different functions, you know, as far as also working in pediatrics and working in oncology and controlled substance handling management. So, and again, after that, went into management.
That's amazing. So we also talked about how you presented earlier on this philosophy of technician residency, with that also being the word of the day. So Cedars-Sinai is the only organization in the country that offers a technician residency program for pharmacy techs. So tell us a little bit about the program and why Cedars-Sinai came up with this idea to implement this within your organization.
Again, since we really like innovations and we are never satisfied with the status quo, and in my organization, our leadership has always been looking to how do we, you know, what programs we need to develop, what kind of skills technicians need to have to really provide the best patient care outcomes. And as our Dr. Shane, our pharmacy executive officer, had this idea of technician residency that she outlined in one of her articles in 2011, we had put together a task force containing a few members of the management team, and we came up with the technician residency program as kind of it exists right now, even though we made some changes down the line, because we always kind of, the needs always change, and we adjusted the length of the rotations, and some of the rotations are now different that originally to basically satisfy the needs of the current state.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe a little bit about what an individual will experience as they go through the residency program and how long it is and well, the details around it?
Well, the individual pretty much will experience pretty much anything, everything that the technician in health and health system will does basically mm-hmm. or needs to know. Because what we do is, this is a 50-week program where we have 35 weeks in core and supplemental roles, and I will explain a little more, and then 15 weeks of advanced training. And also we do have, these are your 50 weeks. Then we also have 1 week of the orientation, which is a standard 3 days of hospital orientation and 2 days of the department orientation. And in our core, we have 24 weeks right now. And that is like 7 weeks in central pharmacy, 10 weeks in compounding, which is sterile and non-sterile compounding. We have 4 weeks as a unit-based. We have 3 weeks in transitions of care, 2 weeks in pediatrics, and 2 weeks in outpatient pharmacy, 1 week in prior authorization, 1 week in automation. And we also have compliance and med safety of 1 week, procurement and reimbursement another week, and patient assistant program is another week. And finally, we have investigational drug studies, and that's basically in our program. Okay. No, this is also core and supplemental. So to explain further, 24 weeks of core is where technician is going to staff, that they staff once they're trained. And that's like longitudinal staffing. And again, in supplemental program, we have all these different rotations, and at the end, based on the needs of the department again, and you know, the technician residence inclinations, we pick the kind of the specialized role for them, and that's where their advanced training of 15 weeks is happening.
So you're following a little bit of their strengths, their passion, and
correct,
what they want to do, so that you ensure that, that it's aligned with their goals and their drive and everything like that.
Yes.
Amazing. Can you tell a little bit about, I guess, how you pick an individual to go into this residency program? And then maybe after that, some of the outcomes that you all have seen from these individuals that have successfully completed the residency program.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we do have certain requirements. We have the candidate needs to be having 1 year of experience, at least 1 year of experience. They need to be, or they could graduate from the accredited program, SHP accredited program, or they need to be board certified, or the combination of any. And what we're looking for is, like, it was funny that one of my candidates asked me in the interview, are you looking for a super tech? And I said, we're not looking for a super tech. We're looking to make you a super tech. But at this point, we really are looking for the right protoplasm, someone who we can see, who has great communication skills, who can has, like, you know, someone personable, someone who can work with many other disciplines and many different people. Because keep in mind that these are so many rotations we're going through, and we are going through different trainers, we're going through different preceptors. Again, they're working with me, they're working with the residency director, I'm the coordinator, so it's like you really need to kind of fit and have this in you to be able to graduate, as well as we're looking to have someone who can learn how to deliver presentations. We're, again, developing leadership skills, and that's the person who kind of we are looking, again, to for this kind of a protoplasm that we can develop in someone who is not, may not be a super tech in the beginning, but definitely kind of needs to become a super
or morph
tech.
Them into one. Yeah.
I have to interject right now and say I'm adopting your technician protoplasm phrase.
I love that.
That is absolutely phenomenal. I love that. Technician protoplasm.
We've created a new word.
So I'm coming at you as a word of the day in a future episode.
There you go. So share. So how many years have you guys been doing the residency program?
From 2015.
Awesome. And then how many of those individuals have stayed on with the organization, and what are you seeing as some of the benefits or the rewards of having this program?
Well, we had one technician then, the first technician resident who got into being a 340B technician, and now I am with a current technician resident, just started the program in April 2019, this year, and we'll see what will happen in the future. So far, she's been through a few rotations we are working on, and she's already done presentations and, you know, working on projects. Again, that's something that we developed too, working with data. There are many different aspects of what technician resident does in their program.
Do they say that their satisfaction with their work has increased, that they feel more connected to the organization and to the profession, they feel valued? Does that impact your kind of operational effectiveness and efficiency? And are you having to, you know, not train somebody? Obviously, just helping with turnover and training costs and those sorts of aspects?
Absolutely. My current technician resident came from independent pharmacy, and she's had like 7 years of experience in different independent pharmacies. However, she's never had a chance to learn medication use process in the health system. And when I'm asking her, where do you stand right now, you know, from where we started to this day, she's very excited, and she says that I've learned so much. I've never thought I would be she's someone who is actually very grateful for the opportunity and experience, and that's what I personally appreciate as the coordinator, someone who is really thriving and really wants to learn. And so, yeah, she's already had, she says, I've never expected to have so many, I guess, chances to learn so many different things so far. And that's, and we are really now only been through four rotations, and there's so many to come. So, and so many presentations and so many projects that she is already kind of lined up to do. And that is like quite amazing. I just really can say that we have amazing outcomes here. Mm-hmm. And it helps us. It helps us in a way that with, I'm hoping that with some minimal training, she will be able just to step into any of these roles that, you know, would take probably someone else to learn. It takes so many years to learn, because as a measure of success of this program, for example, we've conducted we have three measures of success of the program is the knowledge of medication use process. And what we've done originally is that we have an exam where 24 technicians ranging from the 2 years of experience to 31 years of experience, and my technician resident took the test. And my technician resident actually scored 75%, and on average we had 73% from everybody else, which is, again, my technician resident was slightly higher in the score. And in presentation and communication, we are assigning projects such as clinical pearls, med safety, regulatory readiness, anything of that nature, and more. And we actually we did an anonymous survey where we surveyed 27 technicians who listened to my technician resident presentation, and 100% of them agreed that the topics were relevant and technician resident was knowledgeable, and 93% agreed that they understood the information. And when it comes to data analytics and leadership skills, we are assigning projects in medication cost intervention and compounding, for example. And my first technician resident was able to implement the near miss intervention tracking program. And at the end of the program, 8 out of 8 preceptors, again, 100% of them agreed that technician resident has developed satisfactory leadership skills and analytic skills.
So, that's amazing. That's great. So needless to say, this will continue, right? This yes. program will continue in Cedars-Sinai. Are there other things or other ways? Because as you mentioned, it is a very innovative organization, and I've met some of your leaders and peers in the space. What's next on the horizon for Cedars-Sinai? What are you guys talking about doing? What's the next thing that you feel like you're going to maybe implement, or advantage that you'll give to technicians within your organization?
Well, what we're looking for in this particular program is to expand, to have, to hopefully recruit more, have more technician residents in the future. And again, we are always working on advancing our technicians, whether it's through the career ladder or advanced roles, and our programs are always expanding. So in the even near future, I foresee the need for more advanced technicians, and we're working on it.
Great. If you had a point of advice to give to fellow technicians, you know, after obviously a very successful tenure and career as a technician, working your way up, you know, from just a staff technician into a manager role, what would you tell them? What type of advice would you share with them right now, if you could? They were all sitting in a room, or they're all listening on the podcast network.
I would just say never be satisfied with your own status quo. Just never think that, oh, I'm just a tech. Mm-hmm. What is it I have, you know, in my future? You do, because as there is, we in the current healthcare, it's rapidly changing in terms of like it requires more and more skills for the technician to have. It requires more and more knowledge for the technician to have. I'm sure that if you work hard enough, you will find your niche.
There you go. Also, we obviously encourage them to get involved, just like you.
Absolutely.
Sitting on
with organizations again. Thank you for that's the good point, Jessica. Again, changes don't happen overnight. Changes don't happen just because we want them to happen. We have to make them happen. And that's where we can get involved with different organizations. And that's where we need to have voice and tell the world what we need and what we want. Otherwise, no one will know.
That's right. Step up, advocate for yourself, find those ways to connect both locally, nationally. Never give up. Empower yourself. Find a mentor and support within your organization, individuals that will come alongside of you to build you up. Such a great message today,
man,
Jeremy.
I've just been sitting here with a grin on my face the entire time.
I think you experienced some of the same things that she did in your career path.
I'm about ready to go make a foam finger, you know, the number one with like the Cedars-Sinai Hospital, you know, logo on there. I just think this is fantastic. And, you know, if we can provide a platform to get your message out, to get other health systems interested in implementing something like this, seeing the value of really building up their technicians within their organization. And again, you know, a central message that we often have is, you know, all of these things technicians can do, they can do well, they can do safely, freeing up pharmacists to provide more clinical consultative services, direct patient care. The more of that we can do, fantastic.
Yeah, the better outcomes our organizations will have.
That's absolutely right, because ultimately it comes down to patient safety and health outcomes.
And patient satisfaction.
There you go. So I challenge our listeners today to ask themselves, if you're a technician, you know, what do I want? What's my passion? What's my end goal in my career? And make a map or a list of how you could get there. If you're a pharmacy employer or a pharmacist, ask yourself, hey, does this technician residency program have a potential life in my organization? And I don't think it has to be health system focused. I think I challenge retailers to think about that as well, as
absolutely,
to
community.
How you can, you know, develop these kind of internal residency programs alongside thinking about career laddering in a different way and what different roles technicians can do and how you can kind of spearhead a way for individuals to work up that ladder and advance themselves. And again, it's never, you know, never in a negative light for organizations when you do that for your people. They obviously feel good, they feel empowered, they feel valued, and they truly can see themselves as a part of the healthcare team.
There are a growing number of community pharmacy residency programs for pharmacists that could look at something like what you're doing and inject into that program a technician to go along with those pharmacists that are in that residency program, go along shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, whatever kumbaya you want to describe, and go on that journey with them and really learn how they can add value to that organization by thinking critically and coming up with innovative ways that they can practice.
Yes.
So, Jeremy, I'm going to pose a question out there to our listeners. If you want to learn more, both from a personal or professional level about a technician residency program or just personal development, give us a call, send us a question. We can connect you with some people that can potentially help in that. As always, email us any comments or questions that you have.
Email us at onscript@nhanow.com or visit our blog at nhanow.com/learning-leading. You'll find all of our episodes there, and we'll certainly try to provide some links or information to Margarita, your institution's website, webpage, what have you, where our listeners can get some more information. And of course, if there's anybody out there listening in the Southern California area, I encourage you, if you're a technician, you feel like you've kind of climaxed in terms of not your ability to learn and take on new responsibilities, but possibly you're at the point where there's not much room for growth where you're currently at, I encourage you to look into this program because it is fantastic. Thank you so much, Margarita. We really appreciate having you.
Keep up the good work and continue advocating for technicians everywhere. They thank you.
Thank you. I was very excited to be on this podcast because this is the only podcast that is targeting pharmacy technicians, and I am very impressed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to On Script, where we cast a spotlight on pharmacy technicians, the services they provide, and to the patients they serve. So, for all the spatula warriors, TPN ninjas, and lieges of levigation, this podcast is for you. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or go to pharmacypodcast.com.